This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You know what's crazy?
Hmm.
I think half the people are saying brighter and half the people are saying better. In the recording.
So powerful,
like,
man.
Like, which is it?
Well, here's what I do know. If you're just waking up, we had referenced it earlier, but I want to say again, the great Quincy Jones passed away in the last few hours. And so paying tribute to him today. Obviously, we are the world one of, you know, thousands, I guess, of things he was involved in. And legendary career in the world of music. 215-592-9494. All right, so the Eagles, obviously the main thing, but the Jason Kelce and that kid thing is a discussion point. So is Joel Embiid and Marcus Hayes. We'll get this segment to what Joel said on Friday. We'll unpack that audio. Look, here's where I'm at on the Eagles from yesterday. Very impressed, frankly, and very encouraged. I know the game got closer than a lot of people wanted, but that we all want it. But I also recognize that happened in large part because the NFL handed 7 points to the other team. Like, here, other team, take 7. Now, I'm not saying that was all that happened, because obviously Sirianni's decisions made things more complicated and in many ways junked up the game. There's no question. But, I mean, let's not lose sight of the fact Saquon Barkley didn't actually fumble the ball, and the NFL said he did on a booth review, and that was a joke. Look, here's what this game to me boils down to. Jalen Hurts did a lot of really good things. I was very impressed. Very impressed. He's always had a good deep ball, but he also is getting back to using his legs more and doing it in a very good way, and he's still taking too many sacks at times holding the ball, but he did a lot of really good. It was a well above average game by Jalen Hurts. I was very impressed by him. Saquon, obviously. Devontae, obviously. Saquon's an all-timer, and the Eagles' defense again played an excellent game. Now, I know we have to continue to judge the defense with a grain of salt because of who they play. Guys, I think there's a chance Trevor Lawrence is one of 5 worst starting quarterbacks in pro football. I think he stinks. I think he stinks. So I look at that. I look at when they beat Cleveland. I look when they beat the Giants. You know, I'm still not really sure yet on the defense, but I know this.
They're
a lot better than they were at the end of last year. A lot better. A lot better.
Oh,
they might be pretty darn good. And they, plus the skill position players on offense and an offensive line, gives the Eagles a chance. And it's the first time this year I feel this, that they can do some damage now this year. They are in this thing. They've got me excited. I think they've got a lot of people excited. We do have to see them play better competition. But I was very encouraged by the Eagles yesterday. It's where I'm at. Sirianni.
I feel mad at you. I don't care. Like, good. Okay. You feel encouraged. Great. Okay. I feel like saying, duh. I feel like saying, yeah. Obviously, Jalen, like, get on board. Several weeks ago, take a look at this
I'm not going too far with Jalen and telling you he's definitely top 10. He's all the way back. I'm not saying that. I'm telling you he played a much better game, mm-hmm. and the arrow in the last couple of games has trended up. And I am yesterday I was impressed with how he played and encouraged. Gosh. That's where I'm at.
Good. I'm glad.
Good for your good.
I'm glad that you can perceive that improvement. And it really is an improvement. It's obviously what needed to happen. The reports are he went back, you know, into the lab during the bye and came back out. And since he's not been turning it over and there's a refocus for everyone.
I will say this, though. They
which is very important.
They got to start.
They look that way.
I felt this way for the 2 months of the season. I'll say it again. I still think they got to use this Shipley guy a little bit. Because they're going to get Saquon killed.
Well, I am worried about the 30 touches thing.
And it was actually, and it was 31 because there was one where there was a penalty. So it was 31 times. And you know, you could tell there were about five or six times Saquon got up, and you could tell
he looked like he took a hit to his thigh and that it was bothering him. You know, and that's the other reason why you pile up points on a bad team when you can, so you get a big lead, and then you can rest a guy like Saquon Barkley.
That game getting so close beat him up an extra 5 to 8 carries, no question. All right, let's get calls in here. Dad of the Bone Award shortly, plus the Embiid situation, plus the Kelsey situation, Derek and Paoli. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning.
Hello, Derek. What's happening, Derek?
Yeah, I'm with John. You should have been like that with the Eagles, man. You jumped the gun a little bit too soon in a bad way.
We'll see. We'll see how it nets out, but I'm happy that they're playing better.
The limiting fact that Jalen was the anchor around our leg.
Well, Derek, a few different things, just for what it's worth. Three of the four teams they've beaten in the last 4 weeks.
And that ain't going to do with it, man. That's on their schedule, though, right? They on the schedule.
They are, but they may be three of the five worst teams in pro football. I mean, those teams are... Jacksonville stinks. But look, Jalen did really well yesterday. I was very happy.
All right, well, this is the reason why I called. I don't know what word to use, but the Kelsey versus Embiid thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you could say Embiid got to handle himself better. Absolutely. But at the same time, like, don't make up a different excuse for Kelsey, because if you want to walk around, like, he's a celebrity. He's a big-time celebrity now. So everybody's not going to like you, right? So if you go walking around, you're not a Penn State alum. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I get it.
He didn't go to Penn State. He didn't go to Ohio State. He's not from Happy
Valley. Look, chances are that guy's not an Eagles fan. If I had to guess, he's probably a Steelers fan. I mean, it's a reasonable deduction that kid probably is a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Well, or a Baltimore Ravens.
Maybe.
Or
but I say probably.
Commanders fan.
Maybe.
Potentially.
Maybe. Sure.
My point is, he can't, like, and I like Kelsey. I think whatever. He's whatever y'all say he is, he is.
He's a great guy.
You can't walk around places like that. Like Rhea said earlier, you want to walk around like that, either you got to take those slurs, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Or because what if like a bunch of those kids, that could have got way more uglier.
I don't know how he showed the restraint after the guy tipped him over.
That was intense.
But Derek, I hear you. I don't disagree with your point that he has to be more careful, and that, you know, it could have gotten a lot worse. And look, Derek, good call. I mean, I hear you.
Sad that it's getting ruined. Like, the Jason Kelsey experience feels like it's getting ruined.
Well, maybe out there, probably not here, for what it's worth. You know, I mean, I don't think that's likely to happen here, but I get it. I mean, he is in a different stratosphere now. He is. So he's got to recognize that and probably have more security. But I'll say this, even if you have security, someone can still say those comments to you. You can have 7 security guards walking around you.
But they handle it. You don't.
No, I know, but you can still be very mad about it.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
And that can still escalate a situation, because the words can pierce right through the air, even if there's 7 300-pound guys there. I mean, if you're 6 feet from 20 people, then someone can say something to you. So it's getting a little sticky there. 215-592-9494. All right, the Bet of the Bone Award, our version of Game Balls, who we hand them out to. That's coming up in 1 minute's time. 1 minute's time to Game Balls, Bat of the Bone. Hey, what wild, I mean wild time these days to be a Philadelphia sports fan. We all hope for a winner. Feeling better now about our football team. And I want to tell you about a team I know is a winner for sure, and that's the great squad leading the way in the forklift industry in the Delaware Valley. Andy and Brett Levin, the wonderful people at MHS Lift. You know, they're an award-winning, nationally recognized material handling equipment company that since 1970 has been offering everything that your warehouse needs. From forklifts and equipment rentals to racking solutions and warehouse optimization, MHS Lift does it all. And they always put the customer first. With over 100 service technicians on call, MHS Lift maintenance programs ensure your equipment runs smooth, minimizing downtime and maximizing efficiency. They've got a simple mission at MHS Lift to provide the best equipment, services, and integrated solutions to keep your operations moving forward. If you're ready to elevate your business, well, call MHS Lift and call them today at 888-MHS-LIFT. You can also go to this website, MHSLIFT.com. Guys, I'm telling you, gals, I'm telling you, they can flat out help your business. Guaranteed, they can help you. Get yourself to MHSLIFT.com. All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on the three different big things that are all happening. Conversion on our program today in Philadelphia sports. Embiid, Marcus Hayes. By the way, Paul George is expected to play tonight, so that's good news. Jason Kelce and that moron out there. And then obviously the Eagles' victory yesterday. Speaking of the Eagles' victory yesterday, let's do what we do, the Bad of the Bone Award. So I actually think more than maybe any time we've ever done this award, there is such a clear group for who is going to get our game balls today, with one possible exception. I think there's five players for four balls, but there's not six. I mean, to me, there's a clear five, but I'd even say a clear four. John, you always get first crack at it. I think his name will begin with an S, but we'll see.
I do too.
John Ritchie. First game ball.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Goes to who?
Saquon. There was no way I could do without an S. Saquon. Saquon was awesome. I was a bit worried. As you said, you tack on an additional carry for one that didn't count. Totes were 31 in this game.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And
it's the most LeSean McCoy ever had with the Eagles. He had 31 carries in the game versus Washington, first game of 2013, first game under Chip, and then Chip never gave it to him that much again. You got to be careful. And let's remember, guys,
and
this
Saquon
is...
Saquon can endure a lot.
Oh, he can, but he's getting beat up there a little bit.
We've got a lot. Yeah. We've got a lot of season left with the way that we think this team can continue to grow and play. So, yeah. Saquon, amazing job in those 31 touches, 30 that really counted, 159 yards on the ground, and 5.9 a carry. It's just so robust. This totally. Everything about him just feels so robust. But then... you've got the skill. Think about that first touchdown. The skill that he had to run that route and win in the back of the end zone and actually bring that ball in, catch that thing with the dexterity of a wide receiver back there in the end zone. That was special stuff. The guy can really do more all-in-one package than you've ever seen.
He's bonkers. Here, I'll just say
totally
this,
bonkers.
James, real quick before turning it to you for the next game ball. Saquon may not make the Hall of Fame because so many years were wasted in New York, and he did have injuries, and he just didn't have the accumulation of stats that most great running backs have because he had nothing around him. But, I mean, he might be the most accomplished – no, not accomplished.
Talented.
He might be the most talented running back that doesn't make the Hall of Fame since Bo Jackson.
I think he's the most talented I've seen. I said that. He can do everything.
He is so unbelievable. Anyway, James.
But that's the thing. Now we're finally getting to see it. Just to think about that. We can magnify the greatness that we see potentially. Like, it's going to continue as long as his body holds out.
No question.
I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And, by the way, Saquon's many plays – but the one in particular will be featured in the Merrill montage coming up in a few minutes. All right, James, next game ball, what you got?
I don't know about you guys. I spend probably too much time thinking about who I'm going to give game ball to. Like, I go to bed on Sunday nights thinking, all right, bad to the bone tomorrow. Uh-huh. And I really thought I was going to go another way, but when I get here, this moment, like, I have to give it to Jalen. Like, I thought he played an awesome game yesterday. The last four he's put together, the no turnovers, most games in his career he's gone without throwing an interception in a row. But also, a few things we haven't talked enough about today, he's taken checkdowns. I mean, he threw the ball to Saquon well yesterday throughout the game. He's throwing the ball to Calcaterra. He's making smart decisions. And then not only has he been great on the field, but we talk so much in the offseason and even in the training camp time with that Nick answer and then coming back about the off-the-field stuff, how he talks about the teammates, the coach, being a teammate. He's been flawless. Flawless in all those departments. Like, we've talked a lot about how well he's doing. I don't think we're talking enough. Like, I think Jalen Hurts is having a tremendous season right now.
Well, I don't think he's had a tremendous season, but I think he had an outstanding game yesterday.
The numbers over the past 4 weeks are great. 12 touchdowns, zero turnovers, 4-0 record. He ranks first in the NFL in all three of the categories.
Yeah, and he's high in QBR, high in quarterback rating. Like, when you look at the actual numbers, like, let me just throw this out there.
Sure.
It's what, end of week nine? Like, Jalen Hurts for MVP is a real potential thing out there. I'm just throwing that out there. It's not the craziest thought to have.
We'll see where it goes. Rhea, what do you got?
I did not think this guy would fall to me. How about I just pick the guy who won them the game, Nakobe Dean?
That's a big one.
He game-sealing interception and possibly saved Nick Sirianni's job because, frankly, if they had scored there and the Eagles lost that game, we'd be
having an
entirely different show.
Yes.
Okay.
So, all right, so Nakobe's
5-3. No way they fired
Nakobe's play was phenomenal. And by the way, beyond just the play, he played well. He's been
tandem.
You got to put Bond. I think it's the best.
Much. I'm going to talk about Nakobe for a second. Much better than I and I think most of us anticipated entering this year. He's a great guy. I've gotten to know him a little bit, not too well, a little bit. I think he's a wonderful person. He's one of those players and people that when he succeeds, I'm really happy for.
You want to talk about resilience?
Really good guy.
He's had to deal already with some, I don't know, roller coaster action here.
It's got a Brandon Graham-esque thing to it, right?
You stole the words out of my mouth. It's got the exact same way, man.
Yeah, it's got a...
This guy's tough. Tough already. Already tough-minded. Already been through the ringer and back and tested.
All right, so my game ball obviously has to go to Devontae Smith. He's the clear next guy. And I knew those four would be the four set. In whatever order they're going to be said, Saquon, Jalen, Nakobe, and Devontae. Devontae was just, look, I'll never forget watching him play in the national title game during the pandemic. I remember watching it. I remember sitting there lying on my bed watching that saying, man, I hope this guy becomes an Eagle. Because you could tell he might. I think at that time they had the sixth pick and then,
they traded back to 12 and then up to 10. And
all that whole thing, right?
I can't
but
believe
they got
how amazing.
He's an incredible player. He's an incredible player.
And he steps on AJ's out like he does.
I know.
They needed him and he came through. By the way, we should mention Zach Bond, too.
Honorable mention Zach Bond.
Yeah, like I thought until the Nakobe play, I was going to go with Zach Bond.
I know.
Yeah, so.
I agree.
There.
Zach Bond was next.
So together, also. Like that. The fact that they know how one another is, where their help is, you know, where the other linebacker works and fits, you can see everyone.
And they're tackling, like literally converting the tackle, like tackle the person to the ground.
Great
and
call. Tough defense,
and the play.
Guys. We're getting tough hits from the defense. Like eventually, we're going to start feeling like we're intimidated.
Attitude develops
with. Teams
the linebackers
like
and
this.
Cooper DeJean have helped that, and I'd say also Quinyon Mitchell bring us some of that.
That want to mix it up.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
All
right, so all of this on the table, 215-592-9494. The Merrill montage shortly. Joelle's comments from Friday coming up soon, plus Ray Dittinger at 7:55. Let's go to Salvador. Salvador, good morning.
Oh, man, what a game, man. Did you see that?
No, I actually didn't watch it yesterday, Salvador.
Awesome, Salvador.
I'm pretty good at talking about it without seeing it. You know, it's.
Oh my God, man! I didn't see. Did anybody give Devontae Smith a game ball?
Salvador. I mean, this is like 12 seconds ago.
Bro,
what do you got? Wax in your ears?
I was calling. I was in it all. He put me right up, dude. That was awesome.
Well, sometimes there's a glitch in the system, and the person that just called gets right. It's a whole thing. But anyway, all right, Salvador, go ahead, pal.
Dude, no, that was awesome, man. I was watching the game. I started going crazy. It was like, you know, I was about to turn it off in the middle of the third quarter, like right before everything started happening. I'm like, oh, my God, yo. It's like Doug Peterson was just, he was trying to win that game yesterday, man. I really think it was mainly, like, him trying to win that game.
Well, look, he's in a brutal spot. He's got no players, but
they
also,
didn't quit on him. That team fought for Doug. I think you get a little credit for that.
A little bit, but I'll say this, Salvador. The game was much closer for two reasons that had nothing to do with him. The other, the refs handed 7 points to the Jags.
Absolutely.
And Sirianni did have some miscues. I mean, some miscues that did take points off the board or not convert them. So I wasn't impressed with Doug.
And
you know, I
we
love him, but
up on that team, it was 22. What was it?
22-0.
Yeah. Like human nature, it's tough to fight human nature. Also, like you let your foot off a little bit when you're in that situation.
Yeah, I mean Salvador, he ain't going to be there. One of the things that it made me sad, and Salvador, thanks for the call, it made me sad yesterday during the game. Thinking was, this is the last time Doug Peterson will ever coach at Lincoln Financial Field
as a head coach.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's it. That was probably the... And I don't make me happy, but it's what it probably is. All right, let's get to the Joel thing from Friday. There was obviously a lot going on, including Saturday night, with the interaction and altercation. I guess you can use that word. Not a high-end altercation, but to a degree of an altercation, as it's been reported with Marcus Hayes. But let's actually go back to Friday with Joel's comments that was the first notable thing in the weekend. I believe it happened shortly after our program on Friday when we were down at Borgata. Let's listen to what Joel said on Friday.
Rob, is there anything you've learned or taken from?
I came early.
Sorry, double hit that. Ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
I broke my face twice. I came back early with the risk of losing my vision. Had broken fingers. I still came back. So I'm not gonna see here and be like, you know, when I see people who doesn't want to play. I've been with too much. I've done with, you know, this city and, you know, putting myself at risk, you know, for people to be saying that. So I do think he's bull, like that dude. He's not here. He's whatever his name is. I've done way too much for this city to be treated like this. So done way too much. But like I said, I wish I was as lucky as other ones, but that doesn't mean that I'm not trying and, you know, I'm not, you know, doing what city out there, which I'm going to be here pretty soon.
All right, so that's Joel on Friday, and I think everyone knows what happened on Saturday, you know, post-game in the locker room. So just dealing with the Friday comments for a second here, I thought Joel was reasonable on one hand and very unreasonable on another. So the reasonable part is he's right to say it's not fair, basically, that people say he doesn't want to play. Of course he wants to play. He doesn't not want to play. And I think his criticism of Marcus Hayes was fair also. I mean, I thought what Marcus wrote was out of bounds. And I think Joel, it was appropriate for Joel to publicly say it. And so I support Joel entirely on that. What was not reasonable about what Joel just said was, you know, he obviously has, with almost all of us, perhaps literally all of us, lost the benefit of the doubt on things like him being in shape. And so while it's impossible for us to know what happened over the last 2 to 3 months, because we don't know, we do know there have been enough times he hasn't come back quickly enough in proper shape due to taking care of himself enough that we're right to question, well, is this another time he didn't take care of himself? You know, was it unwise to play in the Olympics? Was he not prepared for the coming season in the way he should have been? So that's one point. The other point, which is a big one, and it's not really his job to be the person that has to articulate this, but I would have preferred he did since, you know, nobody else has. They're a PR disaster, and they put the public, the paying fan base, and the caring fan base, even if you don't pay for a game, in a compromised position to feel that there was, like, some fraudulent activity going on. That he
the NBA thought there was. They fined him.
Well, yeah. And I mean, so they had to already do an investigation on the Sixers season, like, 1 second after the season started. And so, obviously, he didn't address that, and that's a huge part of the storyline. You know, it's a huge part of the storyline, and he just kind of conveniently left that part out, which, again, he doesn't have to address, but since no one is addressing it, it would have been nice if he had. So
The bottom line is, once again, let's boil it down. He's not playing because he came back to camp 25 pounds overweight.
No, I don't think that's right. I think he's not playing because he's been injured.
I think that's why he's literally not playing. And I think the second reason why he's not playing, if you will, like that's the read. But I also think they have a plan. I mean, they've stated it. They haven't articulated exactly what it is. But they do clearly have a plan to play him less this year. And that ties in also. So, you know, it's a look. We're all frustrated.
Do you think they knew when he showed up that he was not ready to play?
Yeah, I'm sure they gave him a medical exam right away, and there was probably a doctor that said to Nick Nurse and Daryl Morey, hey, we got a problem.
Which is why we from the get-go, the frustration is just, you know, boiling under the surface of all of the interactions you know, with Nick Nurse and everyone. Well, just Nick Nurse, because he's sort of been left
and Daryl Morey still
here.
Hasn't talked.
Right.
Still hasn't talked. All right, so
that is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. You can react on the Embiid thing, obviously the Kelsey thing. Look, addressing the Kelsey thing, the kid or young adult, whatever the hell you want to call him, obviously an obnoxious jerk, okay? That guy's totally out of line. Now, do I wish Jason hadn't reacted the way he did? Yeah, of course, because it escalated the situation. But it's also not easy. It is not easy to just walk away. I know we're kind of told, just walk away. Not easy. Not easy. I mean, you got your brother and potentially your future sister-in-law, like in the crosshairs of comments from someone who's 5 feet from you. So we can all say the just walk away thing. And yeah, like ideally
so
you do,
easy
but,
to say. Sure.
But not easy, man. Not easy to do. And then for that kid, and yes, it's after Jason throwing the phone down, but for that kid to kind of topple Jason over for a moment when Jason had bent down to get the phone. I think the second time, I forget the exact sequence. Like you know, that's ridiculous by that kid. Like, that kid is
what was he going
I can't
for?
Use the word I want to use, but he's not.
He was clout chasing with the phone.
He was what?
He was clout chasing. That's
I've never
what they
heard
call
that
it.
Term. Clout?
That's what they call it.
Yeah, when you're trying to get go viral, essentially.
Yeah, he was trying to go viral. Anyway, so I had the phone up and was recording.
Look, we all love Jason. We respect him a ton. It'll be interesting when he addresses it. I imagine he'll address it tonight at the start of Monday Night Football, I would think. Right. I mean, he's scheduled to be on TV in about 11 hours or something. So we'll see what he says. And maybe he hasn't known what to say. My guess is he's probably very angry. My guess is he's probably conflicted on how to handle it. Just a guess. Probably conflicted. You know, ESPN might be in his ear saying stuff. You know, he could get in some trouble with ESPN. He could. You know, it's a complicated matter. I mean, it's got a lot of layers to it.
He's made it this far without getting jaded and aloof and standoffish with the fans, and he's just been the ultimate in interaction.
And he's a great guy. I mean,
for Philadelphians, period. I feel great being represented by Jason Kelsey. Please don't let this ruin that relationship. Please don't force Jason Kelsey to retract, you know, look at Pirtle's head into the shell, because we just want to know him so badly. We want to know him
John.
So badly that you go that far. That's too far. And now do we all have to pay the price?
Well,
I hope not.
Look, here's what I'll say to that. I mean, hopefully not entirely, but hopefully a little bit for his sake, meaning he obviously needs extra security and to take precautions to this point he hasn't taken. I mean, that's my sense. Because
if you can extract a positive, it's, hey, this is what we learned. Now moving forward, we need to beef up in this area
so stuff like this
doesn't happen.
No, it's not. No. I mean, there's always going to be a jerk out there, and he's going to be a target. It is a shame. It's incredible shame. All right, 215-592-9494 to react to all this, including the Eagles' victory. Merrill Montage, how it sounded yesterday. We'll get to that in a moment. Zach in Medford. Zach, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
What's happening, Zach?
Hi, Zach.
So I actually penned an open letter to the star of the most recent Hard Knocks, and I would like to read it if you would allow me.
The star of the recent? Who the heck was the star of the Hard Knocks? The
Giants.
Giants,
yeah. Oh, the Giants, yeah. Well, no, that was the off season. But, well, whatever. Go ahead. The most recent, I guess, would be the preseason one. But anyway, go ahead.
So, dear Joe Shane, on behalf of Philadelphia fans, I would like to personally thank you for the gift of Saquon Barkley and the many highlights he's given, including a backward turtle. When you're inevitably fired, please report to Dallas. You will excel there, as you're clearly an expert on working with trash. Sincerely, Zach from Medford and the city of Brotherly Shove.
That's funny, Zach.
That's good work, Zach.
Outstanding.
That's pretty good, buddy. That's pretty good.
Thank you very much. And I was listening to the game balls, and I do just want to hit the point again. Just a quick shout out to my namesake. Zach Bond is a dog.
Yeah, he's way better than we knew.
Over the field, man. He flies around, that guy.
And I got to tell you, Zach, big time credit, whether it's Howie or Fangio, and it's probably Fangio, that first said, hey, let's look into signing this guy.
And make him a different position than he's basically been playing.
Right,
yeah.
Because you got that, and you got a guy that was not really a real starter. And when you find one of those guys, and it doesn't happen that often. Like, the Phillies pulled one of them with Shane Victorino. Like, who the heck was Shane Victorino? But then
and
he
Worth.
Became... And Worth. Now, Worth had been a pedigree
prospect.
Guy.
Prospect. He was a first-round
pick.
He
was injured.
He had had an injury, and that derailed things. But when you add... And I'm not saying Zach Bond is that yet, but he looks pretty damn good. You know, he looks like a player that could be... Now, I don't even know, James, and Zach, good call. Is this a one-year deal?
People are calling for him to give him an extension.
Well, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Duh.
I mean, he's
I'd guess that's right.
Yeah. I think he's earning himself some money.
He
yeah.
is, but yeah. Are the Eagles going to pay a linebacker?
Well, they just paid a running back and it's working out.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, he could get some coin on the market.
You know what's funny, by the way, too, is we're almost 2 hours in the show and we have not yet mentioned the Eagles scored first quarter points.
I know.
We talked about it so much in 2 hours into the show. There's so many other things going on.
But, James, you know I'm very excited today about the Eagles. But to keep it real, super short field.
Yeah.
That was a defensive 7 points, not an offensive 7 points.
First quarter points.
I know. All right, let's listen to the game, how it went down. Maryland, Mike, they had some great calls yesterday. Let's listen. Wechter put it together. You know, I almost put out on Twitter after the game, poor Wechter having to put these montages together because, John, that was a doozy yesterday. That game had twists and turns. I thought, oh, man, how does Wechter do it each week? Well, somehow he does. Eagles got another win. It's 4 in a row. Going to need a montage.
We're going to need a montage. Ooh, it takes a montage.
Here is the punt by Braden Mann. It is a wobbler coming up, taking it as travel. He's hit. He fumbles, and I think the Eagles have it. Back goes Hurts. He is floating it for Barkley, who catches it for a touchdown.
This is a difficult catch, but he makes it for a 20-yard touchdown.
Attention, the Eagles have scored in the first quarter for the first time this season. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life. He hurdles a guy backwards.
What
am I watching?
Back goes Lawrence. He pumps, he fires. It is deflected, and it is intercepted by the Eagles on the deflection. Zach Bond. They hand the ball off to Barkley. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown! Barkley! And they get it. They push, and they shove, and they move the pile, and they do not get the extra points. But they're still up 16-0. Hurts this time. Fakes it. Keeps it. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown! Leaping Jalen Hurts. Well, they tried the tush push at the end of the first half. They push and they shove and
they're waving it off again.
Hurts comes back. He gives it off to Barkley. Barkley crawls along the ground. Fumbles the football. The Jaguars pick it up. They're running down the field and in for the touchdown goes Trayvon Walker. This time it is a sneak and it is a touchdown. It is a touchdown as Trevor Lawrence goes in on a one-yard quarterback sneak.
Now there's a reason for concern.
The push-tush, which has failed two straight times for extra points. Hurts, he is rolling, he is looking, he stops. He's coming back the other way. He is firing it, and it is incomplete. And the Eagles are in trouble.
So many misfires in this football game.
Here goes Hurts, going for the end zone. Devontae Smith, he caught it one-handed.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if
what
he stayed. He's
Smitty.
In! He's in!
Oh, my
one-hand.
Goodness.
I don't know how he did it.
Smitty is unbelievable.
Back goes Lawrence. He's looking. He's looking. He's going to run. He is in for the touchdown. It is 28-22. They will kick the extra point to make this a 5-point game. 4:04 remaining to be played in this game. Lawrence back. Lawrence looks. Firing for the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted the Kobe Dean! The Eagles are going to escape! The Kobe Dean saved the game! And the Eagles have beaten the Jacksonville Jaguars 28-23.
Well, it really was, in many ways, a very cool game. Now, there was a lot hairier than we wanted. Obviously, that was a frustration point. But I will remind everyone, I mean, the NFL handed the other team 7 points. Just here, other team, take
and
seven.
Their explanation was ridiculous.
It was absurd. I mean, he obviously was tackled. Not your classic, like, Dick Butkus tackle. But he was tripped by the guy, which influenced him going down to the ground. Ball pops out because he hits the ground. Like, what are we doing here? It was outrageous. All right. Great job by Wechter putting that together. Really nice job by the Eagles rebounding from a strange 2-2 to a now probably grabbing people's attention in pretty big ways, 6-2, which has been a great stretch by them.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.